for number four, High Tranquility. Hasn't won for a little while, but its runs have been okay. I think it's got to be the main danger. Then we go to number six, Bowlord. Here's another one that hasn't won for a while, but his first up run recently here at Kembla was quite good. He got held up the straight. Looked like he wasn't going to be in the finish, and he went to the line pretty well hard held, and that was a much stronger race than this. So on his best form, we've got to throw Bowlord in. And the other one I've thrown in was number one, Resort. He's a stayer resuming. Just watch the market with him. 3, 4, 6, and 1.
Race 7, number 1, Darts Away there at $3.60 is the tab fixed favourite at the moment. 3, Triple Choice for $5. And 2, The Iron Maiden, next best, along with Lightning Nick, number 6. They're both at $5.50.
Andrew, I had no idea with this race. I put about 5 times I've changed my numbers here, but I've settled this way, 6, 1, 5 and 2. I could probably obviously change them coming race time, but I thought number 6, Lightning Nick, bared a bit of watching here. She's got a sensational record on this track at Kembla. 4 starts for 3 win and a placing. So her last start at Kensington track was in a benchmark 76, and it comes back to a 70 here. So back to provincial grade and liking of this track, I've got to put her on top. I don't see the Joseph Jones camp bring too many horses up here to Kembla, and it's in the market, well in the market. Number 1, Darts Away. Another one that was beaten in a stronger race at Canterbury last start. Placings at Dubbo in the Dubbo Cup and on the Acton track before that. Hard to line up his form, but if he brings his best form here, you've got to throw him in the numbers. The others I've got here, 5, Kate Wickham. Didn't get sighted first up there at Wyong, but his second up form is exceptional, 2 from 2. So I've got a big watch on him. And at number 2, the Iron Maiden. Gee, she's 9-year-old now, but she's always around the money. And Bucko always sticks with her. So I've gone 6, 1, 5, and 2. I could easily change my numbers come race time, Andrew.
All right, we'll certainly update for our listeners later on. In the last, Given Time, number 1, the favourite here at $1.60 for OTI Racing. 5, High Potential at $5.50.
You've got to tip him on top, mate. That's a good thing. I've got 1, 11, 5 and 2. He's coming back to 1,600 metres here. He had 2 placings at Newcastle over the 15 and then to the 16. Then he come back to 1,400 last start at Newcastle. And he should be just too tough for him, I think, Andrew. From the strong Waller camp, Lee McGorry and DeRide. I've got him on top. I thought we'd go down to the bottom here, number 11, Lady Cuvée, another Waller runner. I think they can Cunella it. It's only lightly raced. Last start went around in that maid behind Frankly. Awesome. Its only other start was here at Kembla behind Regine. So it's had a few handy ones to chase. A couple of gear changes there today. It can be a big improver in a very winnable race. And I'll throw in number 5, High Potential. I don't know, I had excuses, I suppose, there at Nowra last start. It's been around the money. Still a maiden after 12 starts, but a heap of placings. What's the other one through? Number 2, Ladies Gem. Blinkers go back on again here today. Could easily win the race. So in the last, I just think he's too tough. 1, 11, 5 and 2, Andrew.
Righto, a couple of shorties along the road, but what's your best?
Mate, the best. I just couldn't find anything at odds there, Andrew. He'll be winning, I think. Race 3, number 9, Shinju. Did you need some quaddy quickly?
Just briefly, mate,
Okay, mate. Race 5, 5 and 9. Race 6, 3, 4, 6. Race 7, 6, 1, 5, and finish off with 1 and 11. Kept it pretty short there, mate.
1 and 11 in the last. Good on you, Wayne. We'll get your late mail to air right through the afternoon.
Pleasure. Thank you, Andrew. Good luck.
Wayne Harris looking at Kembla Grange, the first there at 12:34. In a moment, we'll preview Golden Rose Day with Paul Joyce.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
School holidays, the time when parents realise that teachers should be paid more. Keep your little ones busy at Zone Bowling with fun passes starting at $22.90. Search Zone Bowling. Still have problems at the M2 on Carlingford inbound, just past Barclay Road, the car and truck accident. It's still there. It hasn't been moved and we've got like 4 or 5 kilometre delays at this point. At Leppington, livestock's wadded onto Camden Valley Way at Heath Road. Purchase a DeWalt outdoor power garden skin and redeem a free 6 amp hour XR Flex volt battery valued at $149. T's and C's apply. I'm Steve Carline, number 1 in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers.
50 months interest-free ends Wednesday. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022 at Harvey Norman. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest-free available now, in-store and online. Hurry, ends Wednesday. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022. 50 months interest-free at Harvey Norman.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stomps to the lead, Fancy the Races is second, and down the outside is Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Another quick success story about radio. Every day, John trusts his favourite radio presenter to tell him what's important. So when an airline needed to tell people like about a flight sale, they asked to endorse it on air. Once people like John heard about the sale endorsed by the presenters, they trusted it was a great deal and sales took off. And it was all thanks to radio. Alive with trust, alive with results. Visit radioalive.com.au.
He's back. Comedy Equine presents champion Bling It On. Australian 2 and 3 year old of the year. 16-time group winner and $1.65 million owner. He's the complete package. Go to comedyequine.com.au for all your stallion inquiries.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Caulfield.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Very shortly, we'll have Paul Joyce in his preview for every race at Rosehill. At this time, through the Everest Carnival, we're going to have a chat with the weather guru from Channel 10, Tim Bailey. So you can doll up, you can dress up, you know what you're going to be getting with the weather. And Tim, as I say, good morning to you. What a day for Golden Rose Day.
Oh, we appreciate his racing knowledge immensely. Good morning, Mr. Andrew Bensley. It's the cloud counting teller of tantalising the tall tales, Ben. I like you, so you can call me Bales, mate. What a beauty. Have I doled out a spectacular day for the Golden Rose or what? Now, the weather gods who determine the colour of the sky are obviously in the mood for the Spring Carnival, Ben. Blue skies in both Sydney and Melbourne. Blue sky for Blue Ribbon Racing. Fine and dry, brilliant conditions. Melbourne today for the Caulfield program, expecting 19 degrees, light west-southwest wind. Sydney, high cloud on the drift, plenty of blue sky, 24 degrees for the Golden Rose at Rose Hill. Northwest to northeast winds around 15 to 25 k an hour. Have I missed anything, Benz, or what?
No, you haven't. You've told us how glorious it's going to be. What I do need, though, this will become a regular at this time because Paul Joyce is standing by ready to come on, but we need Bales' best for Rose Hill today.
Well, let me tell you something. Paul Joyce has got a new nickname. You know what I call him, Benz? I call him Bree. Rejoice, not Paul Joyce, rejoice, because when he picks them, mate, they normally win. Me today, the Golden Rose, under the spring sun, it'll be the autumn sun. And speaking of the Golden Rose, formerly the Peter Pan State, and speaking of people who never grow old, cheerio to Mr. Ronald Duffersey. He'll be all over the winners today, like the pies in the press room as well. So Bailey's best, the weatherman's wager, Timmy's tips today, mate. Forget the late mail, this is the great mail. Caulfield, Group 1, Sir Rupert Clark today. I'm bullish about the bull. Osborne Bulls, what about its record, Ben? 11 starts, 8 wins, 3 placings. Today I think it can nail a Group 1. I really hope it does. I reckon it's as black and white as Collingwood. Osborne Bulls in the Sir Rupert Clark. I really appreciate you having me on, mate, but I know you need to get the Joycey. Bree Joyce, here come the winners, folks. Thanks, Ben.
Good on you, Bales. Appreciate it. That'll be happening every Saturday just after 10, just to help you with the weather. We know we've got glorious weather, but he'll be able to update us each and every Saturday, and you've got a couple of his best bets as well. Paul Joyce, or Rejoice, good morning.
Good morning, Bensley. Wow, what an introduction. I'm not going to be able to keep that tempo up for the next 20 minutes, but we've got Hurls to help us along, no doubt, and at least we know the weather's good, the track's good. What more do we need to know? Now we just need the winners.
Yeah, easy as that, and help us with the markets. Andrew Hurley from TAB, good morning.
Well, I think I could only emulate that enthusiasm if the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs qualified tonight, but
he's up and about. Yeah, he does, but I love having him on because our putters want to get the lowdown on the weather, and he is a racing man.
I know people that see him in pub tabs regularly on a Saturday afternoon, so he generally does love it.
He's got to move around because people are on the chase. But no, I'm only kidding. He's a good bloke. All right, let's have a look at them. The first at 10 past 12. What's happening here at Rose Hill?
All right, Gemsong is the favourite. 340 to 350, back to 340 today. Christabel, 8 to 850. We've got 5 into 480 for Quackerjack. No luck last start. 950 to 10, Sweet Ava. Royal Celebration's a $5.50 chance. Opened up at 5. 17 to 18, Silent Explorer. 15 to 16, Nuke Skidman. 550 to 5 in the rank outsider, Jakali at $34. The favourite is Gemsong at $3.40.
There seems to be a building here for Skidman coming up from Victoria, Paul.
Yeah, he's got the inside cage, which is obviously a plus, just a matter of how far back he gets. Speed in the race, Sweet Ava's skills have been told by Gerald Ryan and the stable, they'll be a bit more positive today from that gate. And Silent Explorer, the other one that goes forward, Gemsong handy. Look, I'm going 3-1-5-10. Quackerjack's the other one that's been announced. It'll probably be a bit closer to them today as well from that gate. And look, I'm with Quackerjack, as Hurls just told us. He was one of the hard luck stories out of that Regine race at Randwick a couple of weeks back, and he was probably the worst of the lot. He went back to last from gate 11, just couldn't get through the pack. He was checked a couple of times. He went to the line hard held. So when you see that eighth beating three lengths, total forgive run, and last preparation he won two on the trot before heading into the Magic Millions where he came up with barrier 14. So I think he's definitely worth a chance today, Quackerjack, to beat the one Gemsong. Only lightly raced, doing everything right, comes through a solid race there behind Tip Top first up. Number 5, a Royal Celebration, hard to knock what he's done from three starts. And the 10, Skidman, the big query runner up from Victoria, 3-1-5-10 in the first.
Race 2, another really good large group of horses coming from the country areas, Andrew, for this week's TAB Highway.
Yeah, May 1's in commission here, Andrew. 8 to 9 for number 1, My Blue Jeans. 3.10 to 3.30 for number 2, Risk and Reward. It makes it favourite. 8.50 to 9, back into 8 for C Bloom. So It Is, there's a $19 chance. We go down to number 10, Ethnicity. It's opened at 7.50, just down half a point to 8.5 to 4.80 for Think Like a Fox. Number 13, has met with good support. That is Luciola Bell. 13 into single figures now at 8.50. And that's pretty much got you covered for the second, the TAB Highway.
Good numbers again here, Paul. How's the pace?
Yeah, it'll be solid enough, these highways with big fields. We've got Risk and Reward, the likely leader, Lily's Little Girl. Lethal Dream will be thereabouts. And the other one that's handy I've got is Ethnicity. So a genuine tempo, nothing outrageous. 1, 3, 11 and 2, my numbers, My Blue Jeans on top. He won a Class 3 here to win a highway back in June. And this is only Class 2. He goes up 5 kilos from that, but he's been racing in rock-solid company. He's been getting fitter over the shorter trips. So the 1500, Barrier 6, K McAvoy, D Williams. There's a lot to like about that heading into a highway. Number 3, C Bloom, Hugh Bowman rides. Comes through a benchmark 72 first up on the Kenzo. Barrier 1's a big plus for her out of the 1500. She'll just bludgeon behind them there and be produced late. The 11, Think Like a Fox. Green, new, working it all out, but she's got ability. I think the 1500's definitely what she's looking for. And the 2, Risk and Reward, he's got to be a query at the 1500, but he'll definitely lead them up, and he should get some easy splits somewhere along the line. So I'll throw him in for 4, 1, 3, 11 and 2.
Race number 3 is the 360 DMG Gloaming. All Things comes out, makes it a field of 5, but still a little competitive race, this one.
Yeah, it's a very competitive race. All quality here, but only the 5 runners. Tarka is the favourite, 260 to 250. No change here for Irukandji. It's a $4 quote. 650, no change, Thinking Big. $4, no change, Tavaron. And you guessed it, no change either for Panzerfaust at 650. So the best way for me to give you a market lead here is in terms of dollars held, and it's clearly Tarka. It holds about 8 times more than any other, in front of the second favourite. Then we go down to Thinking Big. Interesting to see how this market sorts itself out closer to race time.
Little tactical race, this one, Paul.
Well, it certainly is, Ben. because we've got Thinking Big and Tabby Run. So either of those could lead. I couldn't pick which way they'll go. Tabby Run's obviously got the inside gate with Hugh Bowman, so he'll probably have the option there to kick up or take the trail. Thinking Big, we expect, will probably want the front. But I've gone 1, 4, 2, and 3. Carcat for Barrier 1. Well, he locked into the box seat, I would expect. James McDonald's been aboard for his last two wins. He's now had the two 1600 wins, then back to a 1500 at Rose Hill. So I think of all the horses in this race, he's got the best foundation for the 1800 today. I just think it's the right race at the right time for him. Set weight's obviously a massive plus. He is the highest rated runner in the field. But Tavi Run's got that X factor. He's just burst onto the scene with those last two wins. His effort at the Valley when he led throughout was terrific. And he's by Tavistock. He's bred to stay all day. And it's from a real staying stable in the Busseton and Young camp. So I'm respecting Tavi Run. The two Irukandji, getting fitter with each run. Still got a few lengths to switch around on Tarka for when they met in the Stand Fox. So he goes into third. And Thinking Big, he's been trialling in terrific order. I just think it's an ask. You haven't raced since the late July, and you're coming into an 1,800-metre race first up. But he'll be up there for a long way, and his trial's spot on. So it's 1, 4, 2, and 3. Pretty sure the punter's got it right with Tarka.
Okay, and we should mention, Andrew, these first four races at Rose Hill and the first four at Caulfield, you've got your tab offer there if your horse finishes first or second.
Yeah, and get a bonus bet up to $50. That's exactly right, Andrew. And we'll talk about the big first four pool shortly, too, yep. On the Golden Rose. All right, race number...
That's the first four races at Rose Hill and at Caulfield. So
you're correct. Yep.
Keep an eye on that. All right. The JRA Trophy, race four.
Yeah, Group Three race here. Field of nine engaged. The old boy, Destiny's Kiss, 9-10, 460-550. Harper's Choice. Etta James, 7.5-6. Dark Eyes, 11-12. Sis Montaigne, 19-21. Favorite Cinder Win, well supported today, 480-390. Miss Admiration, 6-650. Gothland, 460-480 and 21-23, Shalmaneser. Good support today for Cinder Win.
Cinder Win, number six, okay. How do you see the pace in this one?
I think there's good pace here. This Etta James, when she won the Lord Reams at Morphaville over 2600, she led. So I'm expecting her to go forward today. But you've also got Sis Montaigne, who likes to get along in front. Dark Eyes has got the blinkers going back on. And Ghostland's never far off them either. And Harper's Choice has, of course, led throughout to win over 2,400 here before. So it's going to be interesting. I think that they might chop and change a bit, and I think the pressure will be right on from a long way out. And I think that'll suit horses 6 and 7. I've gone 6, 7, 1 and 3. Zinta Win on top. Now, these two horses come through the same race, the Heatherly, and there was a nose between them. But Zinta Win was first up, so I think he's a little bit more... room for improvement, and the market obviously agrees. So he comes into this second up now. He's got good clockwise form early in his career. And then we look at the 7, Miss Admiration, who's already got two Group 1 placings next to her name. So to think she gets in here on 53 kilos, she's thrown in at the weight, and we know she stays all day. So they're the 2, 6 and 7. But have we forgotten about the old boy, Destiny's Kiss, number 1? He loves the 2400. He's had 7 wins over this trip. And I just think if everyone forgets about him, which is probably what they'll do in the run, Hughie Bowman will just have him somewhere out the back, nice and relaxed, and have the absolute last crack at them here. And the 3, Etta James, well, her last run in the Valley was a total forgive run there. She was posted deep throughout around that tight track. I think she'll go forward today and be given every chance. 6, 7, 1, and 3, a tactical Colin Stephen quality.
Field of 7 here in the Schweppes Shannon, and a lot of interest in the Waller pair, Noir and Young Star here, Andrew.
Yeah, Noir's been really well supported in the last 24 hours. It actually opened up at 4.40. I'll come back to it in just a moment. Tally up the top, 18-19. Arbitum. It's not that hard, is it? 4.20, no change. $6.50 to $6 for Kabiza Devaka. Kingsguard's an $8.50 chance. Opened at 8 this morning. Now, Noir opened up at $3.50. Got the $3.60. It's back to $3.50. Youngstar, $3.20. 12 to 13 for all two Hewing. But I can tell you, it's probably started yesterday afternoon. Noir started to meet with really good support. It's not favourite at the moment. It's second pick, but I wouldn't be surprised if that market squares itself up come race time.
1,500 metres for Youngstar. Interesting going towards maybe the Caulfield Cup, Joycey.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll cover Youngstar and a Tick. The speed in the race up beats them, and All Two If You Wing, and also Cabeza de Vaca. And Kingsguard's another one from that gate will probably ease out of that speed battle. So three potential leaders. Kingsguard are one that likes to race handy. So even though we've only got a field of seven, I think the pace will be solid with those sort of on-pace runners engaged. And that should give clear running to these Chris Waller pair, 5, 6, 1, and 4. I've got Noir on top, mainly because she was better value, although that market's getting closer and closer by the minute by the sound of things. Her effort in the Sharko was outstanding. She was only beaten the lip by Invincibella. She's had 14 career starts, hit the Quinella 11 times. She's Group 2 placed already. And look, I just think she's better suited at 1,500 than Youngstar, who's obviously destined for longer races later in the springs. But Youngstar's got that brilliance about her that Noir probably doesn't have. So it was very tough to split them. I thought Noir was slightly better odds, I'd go that way. But look, I think Youngstar's a massive chance as well. That first up run in the tramway was outstanding. Number one, Tally. If you're going to play a trifecta, throw him in. I think he's overs at $19. He's been trialling the house down. He's good fresh. So watch him if you're playing the trifectas. And number four, Kingsguard. Well, I think he'll take a sit, trail this speed, and he'll probably hit the front at the top of the straight, but I don't think he's got the class to hold off the Waller pair. 5, 6, 1, and 4 in the Shannon.
The Group 2 James Harran Syndicate. So it's JHB Syndication's Golden Pendant. Good to see James supporting this race for the first time. We've got the scratching of Noir. What's happened in the last few hours here?
It's a good question because the answer is not a lot, but the money invested on the race has been quite healthy. So we'll go through it. Prompt Response, 550, no change. 7 to 650, back to 7, Daisy Doom. Dixie Blossoms, 550, no change. No change for Invincibella, $5. No change Champagne Cuddles, but it is favoured at 26. Eckstein, 21, hasn't moved. 12 into 11 for Princess Posh. Noir obviously goes out there. $21 for Magic Alibi. 750 at no change for Shamook. And Insensata, $34. No change. So it's pretty odd that that's the situation in a race of this ilk, but it has been a race that has been good investment. In terms of dollars held, it goes in this order. Champagne Cuddles in front of Dixie Blossoms, and then Invincibella right on its hammer is Prompt Response, and then Daisy Doom.
What about the pace? And I had James McDonald on during the week, Paul, and he thinks that they'll ride Champagne Cuddles quieter than what they did first up.
Yeah, look, I've got Champagne Cuddles fourth defence, and I think that's where James would like to be, because you've got Prompt Response coming across with Shamook, and you've also got Daisy Doom, who's drawn just outside Champagne Cuddles. So I think Andrew Atkins would be happy to trail the leaders, and that'll leave James, you know, third or fourth defence with the absolute gun run, which I think she'll need to beat these today. I think the class sits at the top of the ladder here. I've gone 2, 1, 4, and 3. We know Daisy Doom's got the class. She won the Coolmore here last prep. Her run in the Sharako was a lot better than it reads on paper, where she was caught deep. She's finally got a gate here. And when you take a line through the Tats Tiara, where Prompt Response won that big race at Doomben prior to going out for a spell, Daisy Doom drew 15 of 16, was deep throughout, did all the work, and was only beaten a length in three quarters. So I think she's good odds at $7 in a very open race. And I've got her on top of the one Prompt Response. She's just so tough. She puts herself in a winning spot. She's ready to go off her two trials. The four Invincibella, well, how often do we need to underrate her before we start to back her? She deserved to win the Sharako, rattling down the centre of the track. She took out the Dane Ripper. She wasn't far off them in the Tats Tiara as well. So she's got to be a massive player today. And the three Dixie Blossoms, well, whenever Daisy Doom's a chance, you've got to respect the stablemate Dixie Blossoms, because they always seem to hit the line basically locked together. I don't think there'll be much between any of these on the finish line. I think there might be 2 to 3 lengths covering the field. But for this race, I'm going 2, 1, 4, and 3.
To the feature race, the $1 million Debordley Wines Golden Rose. And as you preempted earlier, Andrew, we've got a big first four on the way here.
$750,000 projected first four pool on the Golden Rose this afternoon. So you like playing your first fours, dangling the carrot even more there to get involved. What a cracking race this is, and how much would some of these horses be worth moving forward? Let's start up the top. Lean Mean Machine, a $5 chance, opened up at that quote this morning. $380, bottomed out at $370. It's now $390, the Autumn Sun. Zusane, $650 to $7. $330, got the $350, now $320 for your favourite Graf. Sambar, $16 to $15, back to $16. $14, no change, Santos. Number 7 and 8 come out. $41 to $34, Denawi. Tchaikovsky, $31 into $26. $9 to $8.50, back to $9 for Seabrook. In terms of dollars held, Andrew, well, the Autumn Sun carries double of what Graf does, both today and since betting opened. There's been good support for Seabrook today, Andrew, in terms of dollars held and overall. Lean Mean Machine, it's a competitive betting race, but not sure whether Graf is going to retain favouritism come race time.
Yeah, there's just a move here, isn't there, on a couple. And the pace in the race has changed a bit with Jonker coming out with that elevated temperature, Paul.
Yeah, it certainly has. I still think there's good speed in the race for the field size because we've got Sandbar Blinkers first time. Santos, I think they'll go forward today after what happened last week. And Denawi will want the front, so he'll have to do that bit of work early to get across and lead. And then that leaves horses like Zusane and Graf really fighting for that box seat position. Look, I'm 1, 4, 2, and 3. I'm going for what I think is the basic form line, the Run to the Rose form, and that's Lean Mean Machine. Not only did he win the Run to the Rose, I thought he won it with real arrogance. He was held up, pocketed, blocked for run for the first 200 metres down the straight, and once he spotted daylight, he rounded them up in three or four strides, tie angle and ease back off the accelerator, and he just idled through the line to win as he liked. Generally, that's the right form, the Run to the Rose winner. And I think this year, a horse that did that first up at 1,200 is only going to improve second up at 1,400. And there's always that little niggle in my mind, maybe he wasn't a wet tracker. He might have just done that on natural ability. His other form was always on good tracks. So if he has improvement from that run, I think he'll win this and win it quite easily. But Graf's the big danger. He's had four starts, never put a foot wrong until beaten in the Run to the Rose, but he had excuses there. He was wide throughout. But whether or not being wide throughout was as bad as Lean Mean Machine having to skiddle his way through an entire ruck of horses, I'm not sure. So I'm leaning towards Lean Mean Machine to have Graf's edge again. To the Autumn Sun, 1,500 back to 1,400 is the little niggle. Blinker's first time to offset that. A wide gate probably has to get back to last, but he's very, very good, so I respect him. And number 3, Zusane, this horse that we've been threatening to deliver the goods. He hasn't done it yet, apart from that one ring in the Champagne Classic, but don't be surprised if today's the day for him, especially off Barrier 1. 1, 4, 2, and 3, that's just an outstanding race. You could go a lot of different ways. I'm playing what I think is the safe option with Lean Mean Machine.
10 to 4, start time for the Golden Rose. Race 8, what's happening in the Gow Gates?
Yeah, Astoria number 2, 480 to 5. We go down to number 4, the Avenger, 440. It's been easy today, out to 550. 5 into 420 for Mendelian, it's your favourite. 750 to 8 for Tip Top, very good last start. 6 to 550, back to 6 for Fierce Impact. And down the bottom, Savakur, 6 to 650. Pretty quiet here at this stage. The favourite is the 5, Mendelian.
Okay, pace in this one?
Yeah, well, best guess coming out has probably forced Mandillion, all the punters jumping aboard, because she'll probably lead. But I think Kanachi will go with her. So those two will put some sort of speed into the race. Then you've got horses like Tip Top and Level 8 just tucked in behind them. But, you know, they're probably not going to go that quickly here. Numbers-wise, I've gone 8, 2, 4, 9. I think Tip Top will get the gun run from Barrier 1. He's the last start winner. He's up in class, but I think he can handle it, and I'm going his way at the good odds. Ahead of the 2, Astoria. Probably won't get the race run to suit, but he's first up as a gelding. I like the way he's been trialling, and it's worth noting that 15 of his 16 career starts have been at stakes level, so he won't know himself back to benchmark grade. Number 4, the Avenger, back in trip, but he's flying down in Victoria. And the 9, Fierce Impact, he's the big X-factor runner here. I like the way he's been trialling. Maybe looking for further, but he'll be charging home. 8, 2, 4, and 9 in race 8.
And the big day wraps up, Andrew, at 5:10.
It's race number 9, and we're looking for 9 favourites in a row to get the cash in the last in Sydney. It's just been an absolute fill-up in, the past 8 weeks. Number 1, Goodfella, 13 to 11, 18 out to 21 for Naval Warfare. Abdon, 6.50 out half a point to 7. Your favourite is the Lord Mayor, 5 to 6 now back to 5.50. Quick Defence, 9.50 to 11, 10 into 9 for Requeek. We've got Domed, 18 to 19, 26 to 34 for Esterage. Jake's Hill, 11 to 12. Good support here for Opposition, number 12. 8.50 into 7 today, 23 to 26, Social Element. Tamarack, 10 into 9, and 8 also. Good support for Romanesque, now into $6. The favourite for the last is the Lord Mayor.
Yeah, there's been a move on this Victorian visitor, Romanesque, but take us through your pace first up, Paul.
Yeah, the scratchings have affected it a bit. We've now got Goodfella and Social Element, the two obvious ones, but I wouldn't be surprised if Tamarack rolls forward early and the Lord Mayor will obviously be right up there. Really interesting thing is